Neil Webb also watched closely as Foster looked the entire place over and searched the surrounding woods for tracks. Webb was obviously a cattleman of some local importance. That McQueen and his men were in a difficult position was clear. The Tumbling K riders were strangers here, and they had been found with a dead body. Yet, somehow, McQueen felt certain that Neil Webb knew more than he was letting on, and he was pretty sure that the sheriff sensed the same thing as well.
McQueen, I'm going to ask you to ride into Bologna with me and the boys. I found sign that 6 or 7 men were in this fight, and several were killed or hurt. This requires investigation.
You mean I'm under arrest?
No such thing. Only you'll be asked a few questions. We'll check your deed, and you'll probably have to get your boss up here. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
I've got no problem with that. Kim, you'll ride along with us.
Sure thing.
You boys, help me get McCracken's body out here, and then let's ride.
Right you are.
Pete, bring McCracken's horse round front.
Baldy, you and Bud stay here and don't let anybody on the place unless it's a sheriff or one of us. Got it?
You bet. We'll take care of it.
Sheriff Foster led off, with Ward McQueen riding on his left and Neil Webb on his right. 4 other men and the horse bearing Jimmy McCracken's body followed. Kim Sartain did not ride with the rest of the group. He kept off to the side or well back to the rear of the party where he could watch everyone at once. Sheriff Foster noted this but did not object. Neil Webb didn't like it one bit.
What's that man doing back there, Sheriff? Make him ride up front.
He can ride where he wants. He doesn't make me nervous, Webb.
What's eating you?
Nothing, It ain't right, that's all.
Ward McQueen did some serious thinking on the ride into town. The negotiations between Ruth Kermit and Tom McCracken had been completed almost 4 months ago. The old man had stayed on at the firebox after the title was transferred and was supposed to have managed it for another 6 months. Perhaps he knew he didn't have much longer to live. He died scarcely 3 months later, apparently of natural causes. Webb had said he owned the ranch by virtue of young Jimmy signing it over to him. McQueen wondered what the date on that note would be, although he doubted it would matter much in light of Ruth Kermit's deed. It just didn't make sense. Hadn't anyone known about the sale of McCracken's land? Perhaps young Jimmy had been forced to sign that note and then was killed to prevent his talking. But who had done the killing? Were the murderers riding at his back even now? Or were they among the faces that stared at him in the street as their party rode into Bologna?
Afternoon, Sheriff.
Say, isn't that Jimmy McCracken's horse?
Sure looks like it.
Would you look at that? Hey, Cy. Hello, Cy. Come out here.
In Bologna, with its 4 saloons, livery stable, and 5 stores, Cy Hutch, owner of Hutch's Emporium, was king. He was a shrunken old man, grizzled, with a stubble of beard and a continually cranky mood. Few people knew it, but beneath this appearance, he was utterly vicious, without mercy for anything human or animal. Cy Hutch stepped into the open doorway of the Emporium as Sheriff Foster rode by with Webb and McQueen.
Damn that Webb. Can't he do anything right?
What do you care? The man's a fool.
Still, you'd think he could manage to stay at home.
I always said he couldn't be trusted.
Well, Bran, if he becomes a problem, I'm sure you can take care of it.
Sure I can, Cy. Sure I can.